Disclaimer: the opinions expressed in Thinking Outside the Boot are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Welcome back to Thinking Outside the Boot. I'm your host, Marc Andre. I'm here with Jay.
What's up?
We got Dara and we have Samir. And for this episode, we will be doing a Premier League just team of the season so far. We're about 80% through the season. And obviously a lot's happened, and we have a pretty good idea of who's been the good players and who hasn't. So we're just going to go through every position. It's a classic 4-3-3. You got the keeper, two center backs, right back, left back, and then three midfielders. No specifications, really. You can do two 10s, 1-8, 1-8, 1-6, 1-10, 2-8s, 1-10. Like, really anything you want, as long as it's three midfielders that are center mids, CDMs or CAMs, and then you need a left winger, a right winger, and a striker, and those are the parameters. So let's get into it. Who do we think the best goalkeeper has been this season?
I mean, obviously the obvious shout is David Raya, but I think we were talking about this right before we started filming. I think Jordan Pickford deserves a really big shout. He has kept the same level of consistency and performance. So, like, I understand someone coming in and saying, objecting, being like, well, he hasn't played any difference, so if he deserved it, he should have deserved it several years running. But this is the first time where his saves, like his saves have always had an impact. He kept them from being relegated. But his saves are actually contributing to his team winning points, going up the field. I think his direct passing, especially, like, it just, Everton can't play out the back usually. And I've never seen him throw, like, a bad pass. I've never seen him just hoof it up the field. And there's a reason.
Purpose behind, like, all his long balls.
And there's a reason he plays for England. And I think just the way he carries himself, I think, like, if you want a Premier League winning team, which is what the team of the season should be, putting Jordan Pickford in there over Raya should not change the outcome of the team's performance.
You don't think Raya's a tier above Pickford?
I think Raya's a tier above in terms of playing under pressure, but we've seen, I'm an Arsenal fan, we've seen, like, every time you get it, like if you get it into the top 90, into the top angle, Ray is not saving that no matter what he does. Pickford is the type of goalkeeper where it's, even if you get it in an angle that's unsavable, he can pull off that save. I can't say the same about Ray.
I mean, I'd have Raya. I think Raya gives Arsenal confidence at the back that I obviously Pickford does, but I think Raya is so active. I don't know, for someone as small as him, he claims crosses so well.
Yeah,
like, it almost feels like he knows where the ball is gonna go. I feel like he anticipates everything so well. So I'd personally would have Raya over Pickford. I don't hate Pickford. I also don't hate Dean Henderson. I think Dean Henderson's been pretty good for Palace, even though they've kind of fallen off.
He started well and then fell off.
It's also hard for a goalkeeper because you're always going to, you almost need your team to play well for you to get credit, regardless of how well you play. And that's probably why Samir's talking about Pickford now, is because Everton are a top half club for the first time in a decade. What about you, Dara? Who do you think's the keeper?
No shouts for Sanchez?
maybe in another timeline, man. Definitely not this timeline. But I'm going with Donnarumma for me. You know, coming into the league, it was kind of a big question mark with his distribution, because, you know, Pep was a, he's a, his tactics always work with the keeper being calm with his feet. You know, Donnarumma isn't that type of keeper for him, but, you know, with that, his saving, like, percentage and the shots he saved this season have been insane. Like, he's had some great performances for them. And it was between Raya and him for me. And I'm just, and for me, like, what do you want from your keeper first overall? And that's being able to stop shots. And Donnarumma was clearly the better stop shopper between both of them, in my opinion. Raya is definitely better in better aspects, like claiming the ball, like just having control of his box and distribution, all of that. But I think when it comes down to what you want from a keeper first, and as a Chelsea fan, I know how important it is to just save shots, first of all. So, and I think Donnarumma has been, like, one of the best in the Prem this season, if not the best for me. So I'm going to put him as my keeper of the season.
Well, that's fair. He's probably one of, like, the, him and Courtois are probably the two best, like, shot-stopping goalkeepers on the planet. What about you, Jay? Who do you have?
I think, I mean, all three of you guys have different guys, so I feel like I have to make the final decision.
I was going to say, you kind of have to pick one of them.
I like the Jordan Pickford show. I think, for me, I think he's gotten better throughout the season as Everton's gotten better throughout the season. Mm-hmm. I think if it goes, like, consistently from, like, day one to the end, I think it probably goes to David Raya.
Yeah.
I just think he's probably been the most consistent. I think, like, Samir made a great shout with, like, Jordan Pickford. Cause
yeah, I agree.
And you also have to look at, like, consistently throughout his, like, career in the Prem. And, like, the last few years, I think he's been unstoppable, and there's a reason he's England's number one.
Yep.
But, like, even if you look at this top three, they're all number ones for their country, yeah, right?
Well, so it's like, Raya might not be. Or maybe they will take him over Simon this year.
No, it won't be Simon. If it's anybody, it's David Raya or Garcia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it could be Garcia.
Right?
But that's
I
also
think Simon's done. Yeah. But it's probably David Raya.
Yeah.
I mean, Donnarumma obviously is Italy's number one forever.
Next 15 years.
Yeah, literally.
Buffon 2.0.
But yeah, I think for me it's probably David Raya.
Who do we have for right back? I'm gonna start with Dara.
You guys are probably expecting me to pick a player, but like, I'm not picking Reece James. I'm putting Yuri Timbers.
Right, really?
Back. Yeah. And I'll give you my reason. I think equally they've had a good year. I think Timber has had one of his best years so far. I want to say Reece James has had one of his best years, in my opinion. And the main reason why I'm not picking Reece is because he's not really played right back throughout the whole season.
Yeah.
Like, even if you want to say, like, oh, he's inverted into the midfield from right back, I'll say he started games in the midfield rather than playing at right back consistently. Mm-hmm. So, and I think Timber has had an amazing season. You know, he's up there with Reece James and talks of who's the best right back in the league. So, and I think he deserves it this year. So I'm going with Yuri and Timber.
Samir, what are you saying?
I'd say Urien Timber as well, just based off of consistency and the fact that the other players that I would mention have not been as good as him consistently
had, like,
overall. Because I would say the best right back in the league is Reece James, just as an overall player.
Yeah.
I would also say a good shout for, I know you're going to disagree with me, I think he's been way better than he actually is as a player, Diogo Dalo has been very good for United. You don't think so, but I think so. For United, they have been he has been really good.
No,
I think Alex Jimenez at Bournemouth, if you guys know who that is, has had his insane season. He used to play at Madrid.
Okay.
Might go back because he's doing really well.
But he got absolutely rinsed by Cunha.
most players get
cooked by Cunha.
Did you watch last season where everyone was getting cooked by Cunha?
Fair. But
there's
like,
there's precedent.
Jimenez is good, but that game I watched, I think last week, right? Last week, Friday.
Yeah.
Cunha absolutely tore him a new one. Like, I don't even know who they put on, but it was some old head they have in the team that they like subbed on because it was just getting ugly. Who was it that came on?
Like, no.
Smith.
I was going to say
Adam
Smith. Yeah.
Like, 34-year-old Adam Smith.
Yeah.
Because Jimenez couldn't hang.
It sounds like the most basic name I've ever heard.
I remember him off like FIFA 17, bro. He had like all 70s every stat, bro.
Yeah.
He was, wasn't good still because he was like 75 rated, but yeah.
I think for me, it's probably Timber, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty straightforward with Timber.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think there's a point where I would have given it to Reece James, because I agree with Samir. Reece James is the better player.
Yeah,
Reece James is a more complete player. And honestly, like, people always talk about, oh, a team of 11 of this player. It's probably Reece James. The best player for
that.
You
play anywhere.
Yeah.
For real. Maybe not keeper. Maybe they want Harry Kane in that.
I think his right back days are over, though, in my opinion.
I think that's possible.
So
I think it's also, like, the shouts for him being better than Timber, or like being the best right back in the league over Timber, like, he hasn't gotten any worse. But it's the same thing with Pickford. As your team starts playing worse, and as they like loosen their grip on the UCL spots, it just gets harder and harder to almost give him credit for his impact.
Yeah,
because
that's fair.
They're not as good. Yeah, I do. I think it's pretty straightforward now. I'll give it to Timber too. So two Arsenal players to start off the list.
Yeah.
And now we're going to the two center backs, and I don't want to make any assumptions, but very possible that doesn't change. We'll start with Jay. Who do you have as your two center backs?
Gabriel Saliba.
Anyone else who you think even had a shout?
De Ligt in the first month of the season.
Yeah, no, De Ligt is when he's on, he's on.
Besides that, I mean,
yeah.
I'm trying to think. Van Dijk's been okay this season.
Yeah.
I don't think he's been exceptional.
No,
I think some people have overhyped what Van Dijk's done this season.
Yeah.
I think people think he's actually performed better than he has, but I still think his impact's not enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's pretty straightforward. Gabriel Saliba.
Yeah. I think on Van Dijk, like, people have seen how, or they've seen moments of Konate being bad,
yeah,
and they just assume that he's been, like, that bad the whole season.
Yeah, yeah.
So then they still want to give Van Dijk credit.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, Liverpool still aren't good. So you're kind of giving him credit, like, you're giving him more credit for dealing with a bad partner than for actually making a defense
good. Exactly. Yeah. And the truth is, like, Van Dijk is kind of, not always, but a lot of the time in his Liverpool career, been the exceptional center back and had to deal with somebody that's not on his level. So now that, like, Konate's bad, we can't make an excuse because Van Dijk's done it all his career, right? He's helped up the other center back, where he's not doing it this year, and that shows his downfall.
I do think he's dealt with underrated. Like, I think Matip for a long time was very underrated, but we're kind of getting
Yeah.
I do. And I mean, you could maybe even argue that Matip was better than Konate at his best, but I think last season Konate was very good too.
Yeah, yeah.
Samir, who are your two center backs? You sticking with the Gunners?
I would say, I think earlier in the season when they were consistently in the starting lineup, I would say it's like a nailed on shout. But they've been not as to their level of consistency, they have not been consistent. Like, they've been really good performers, but that's because their level is so high. They have not been that good.
But they also haven't fully played together all season.
Yeah.
One of them has always been out a lot of the season, but I think every time it's been one or the other, I think they've helped whoever they're playing alongside.
Yeah. I'd actually, like, I know I've been going kind of Everton crazy, but their defenders have been really, really good. Michael Keane has to deserve a shout. Like,
Tarkowski's been better.
I know Tarkowski's been better, but for me, Michael Keane is just, for me, kind of represents more Everton. And that's why I'm going for him. Tarkowski's the better one. But what I noticed about Michael Keane is, maybe I just had this idea of him prior because of, like, Brexit ball, and he looks like a Brexit player. He used to play for Burnley, but he can actually distribute the ball really well. Yeah. Same as Pickford, like, his diagonals and the way he just hoofs it up the field, and he can just disrupt play. Like, he has that vision to Illiman and DI, same as Pickford, and just to move on that wavelength. Able to stay under pressure, and he can play, like, a pass out. Before, he used to just hoof it, but for some reason under Moyes now, they're actually playing, like, good football. I think he deserves a shout. I think Ruben Diaz deserves a shout, because when City are without Ruben Diaz, compare them with Ruben Diaz, it's like night and day. They are absolutely horrible without him.
That's fair.
That's fair.
But I would overall probably give it to Gabriel and Saliba, but I think one of those guys being removed. Also, Ballard at Sunderland.
He's been good.
He's been very good.
Do you think he's been better than Alderete?
No. Alderete is better.
Exactly. Yeah. So then,
Dara. I don't know. Ballard had...
Does Ethan Ampadu count as a center back?
No.
Okay, like, no. DM?
Because he plays center back, but drifts into DM. Okay,
because Ethan Ampadu's had a good season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I mean, Dara, you give yours. Before I close up this segment,
I hate to say this, man. Yeah. But it's Gabriel and Saliba.
So it's been a tough, a tough start.
The season they had at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, they're talking about, you know, beating our record.
Yeah. Which,
and it just shows how good that team was. Like, Raya didn't have to do anything for most games. Like, they were so good. Yeah. Like, even Arsenal's whole, they were so good. But those two are like at their best, they're incredible. I think they're the best in the world, like, best center back pairing in the world.
Do you think they're the best pairing or the best two center backs in the world?
I think pairing. I think
I think they're both.
You think they're both? I don't think they're both.
Upamecano's better than who?
Wait, what?
Than Saliba, bro.
What? That's who you pick?
I pick Upamecano.
Okay, yeah, Saliba. Bro. What did you smoke this morning?
Watch Bundesliga, and then actually, like...
Did you just say watch Bundesliga?
You watched him yesterday.
And he had a good game.
No, he didn't. He was shocking yesterday.
Didn't he get sent off?
Like, that wasn't a sending off.
Yeah, it was a bad challenge.
Okay, well, let's okay, so far we got Raya, Timber, Saliba, Gabrielle, and now we are going into the final leg of our pick with the forwards. And I'm going to start at left winger because I feel like left wing might be the easiest pick of the bunch. Maybe you disagree, but I'm going to start with who I believe it is.
Yeah, you go first.
I'm going to say I think it has to be Antoine Semenyo. I think he's been that good for Bournemouth and then still that good for Man City. Honestly, I was concerned he'd be another like Omar Marmoush type of purchase where you buy in the heat of the moment because your team's not doing well. Mm-hmm. But he's actually came in and he's looked like he won player of the month in his first month at the club. Like, I think it's hard to not give it to him, really.
Yeah. I don't know why I never see him as like a left winger, though. I was thinking of left wingers, I'm like, who's left winger? But yeah, it's Semenyo.
Yeah.
Because he plays like right wing.
Yeah.
Like, because he played right wing the last game.
Yeah.
Right? In the final, he played right wing.
Yeah, he did. Because Doku,
Because Doku was left wing. Yeah, but he is left wing. Yeah, yeah.
He's just like a two-footed winger who can deploy off both wings.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, Doku can probably play off both wings, too.
Yeah, he could.
Dara, who'd you pick?
I was picking Semenyo. He's had a great season right from the start as well, so.
Yeah. No, I remember probably six games in, it was looking like he could be, I mean, probably wasn't maintainable, but people were looking at him as the PFA Player of the Year. And I mean, fingers crossed this doesn't happen. If Man City make that charge and win the league, it would be hard not to give it to him, even though Bruno's been as good, just because the narrative would be on his side.
Mm-hmm. I think playing for two Prem teams this season and performing in both really helps your PR.
Because you've seen, like, players not do that. I think of Torres. I think he transferred in January.
Yeah.
And he was like probably past his prime at Liverpool and he got in and wasn't even close to that. Alexis Sanchez didn't do well when he moved to United. Like there's a lot of precedent for players not doing well when they transfer. Samir, who do you have as your?
No question. Antoine Semenyo. I mean literally top three in so many metrics. He's top three in goals.
Yep.
He has four assists. So 19 GA in, what is that, like 29 games?
Yeah.
He averages a goal, he averages 0.5 goals per game, which means he scores every other game on average. Yeah. He's a great progressive ball carrier. I mean, I haven't seen anybody that takes a man on like Semenyo. Yeah. He's the first player where I could see the mix of the old game and the new game. Yeah. Like, the way he takes players on, it's very systematic, but you could still see the flair in it. That's just, like, an out-and-out winger.
Yeah.
I think there's no argument with Antoine Semenyo.
He almost, like, the way he runs and the way his, like, build looks, you almost wouldn't think he'd be as good on the ball as he is. Yeah. Like, he looks so powerful.
He's literally a FIFA player, bro. Like, he's strong.
Yeah.
And then he moves at, like, 99 pace, and you're like, why is this player moving like that? He is literally, like, a FIFA winger.
You're like, why does my 89 physical winger have Tech Plus? Like, it's literally that. I assume that would be the easiest unanimously. We all said Semenyo.
Yeah, same thing for the other wing, too.
Well, I don't know who you have for the other wing, but we'll go to the other wing, and we'll start with you. Who do you have as your
right winger? I was going to put him in midfield, but because we couldn't put him in midfield, Harry Wilson is the shoe-in. I had stats about him prior to the pod. I didn't even know this. In the top five, top 10 for shots on target. He's in the top 10 for goals, top 5 for assists. He has 16 goal involvements. He has one of the highest average ratings in the Premier League.
Yeah.
And what I like about him is his efficiency. I think he overperforms his...
I'll get to that. He does.
Overperforms his XG.
He doubles this season.
Harry Wilson, right?
Yeah.
This, I don't know about for his career, but I know for this season, he has 10 goals on 5 XG. And if you watch him play, it's not surprising. Like, he's so... Like, it feels like decisive.
It'll literally be like 0-0. He'll be like, okay, I've had enough of this. Give me the ball. Curls it outside. Just easy, simple.
I also don't have the stats for this, but I feel like no one consistently has as important goals as he does.
No.
Like, I feel like almost every goal he has is like an equalizer or like a
game winner.
Yeah. Like something that shifts the dynamic of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is very important. Yeah, I was going to say Harry Wilson for the right winger. I think the other person would be Mbeumo, but I think Mbeumo's also played striker, and he also just hasn't been as good as yeah. Wilson, if we're being honest.
Mbeumo is like an out-and-out
so out of winger, out of his 10 Premier League goals, 4 of them have either come to win the game or to draw. So like against Burnley, he scored their go-ahead goal. Against Brighton, scored a 92nd-minute winner. Versus Tottenham, he scored in their 2-1 win.
Yeah.
Versus Liverpool, got the goal to give them a draw. Yeah. So he has 3 match-winning goals and then one like draw goal out of his 10. So that's 40% of his goals have either won a game or won them points.
And then he also had the goal against Chelsea, which I don't need to remind you of that game, Dara, but Cucurella pulls him back. Yeah. That's why we didn't have him at left back. But who would you pick?
It was always going to be Harry Wilson. He's had an amazing season. You know, at Bournemouth, he was good. Like, you can see the flashes of him being like a good player. But this season is just taking up to like a whole nother level. I shouldn't say this because I'm a Chelsea fan, but like Fulham is my like second Prem team to like watch.
That's crazy. They hate you.
I know, but I'm Nigerian, and they have all the Nigerians on
there.
That's
fair. That actually is fair. That is actually fair.
So ever since Iwobi came there, I've been watching them. I like the way they play. And Harry Wilson is just such a good player to watch, man.
Yeah.
And I think he's had an amazing season, and he deserves to be on that team this season as well.
Yo, congrats on beating Iran this morning.
We play this way?
Let's not get political.
That's not even possible.
No, I know. You made it political. I'm gonna have to pull this out of the whatever.
In case you didn't see, I'll tell you, Nigeria, Iran, Simon and Adam scored.
Okay.
Was that Simon, the left mid who?
Yeah.
Ben had a 5-star week foot on FIFA. Moses Simon, bro.
Yeah.
I got a demon like foot miss card back.
Akor Adams and Taremi scored in the 67th minute. Just quick update.
Samir, you hear that? 67th minute. yeah. So I think we all agree on Harry Wilson. Thank you for your time. The final lineup for our Premier League team this season is David Raya at the goalkeeper. We have Jurrien Timber right back, Saliba and Gabriel at the center backs, Nico O'Reilly at left back. We have Casemiro at DM, Declan Rice at center mid, Bruno at attacking mid. We have Semenyo off the left, Harry Wilson off the right, and Igor Thiago up top. That is our team. Thank you so much for coming in and listening to us. And if you have any disagreements or have any thoughts, please let us know. As always, this was Thinking Outside the Boot on Spirit Live, and we can't wait to catch you next week. Have a good weekend.